Brethren, the San Diego Bible students welcome you to our Thanksgiving weekend convention. We know it takes an effort to be here, and your sacrifice in doing so is much appreciated. We would like to open this convention with some words from the Apostle John. It's in 2 John 1:12, where we read, "Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full." The Apostle John was faced with at least a couple of options regarding being with the brethren. In his day, not the same as we have today, but in his day, he could write a letter, or he could forego the letter and see them in person, face to face. And he opted to see them in person. This is similar to a statement that he had made, as recorded just a little bit after in 3 John chapter 1, verse 13, very similar. "Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full." In this day and age, we have many options for getting together. We can write a letter or card. We can send an email. We can Skype or FaceTime. I don't know anything about FaceTime, but I have heard of it. Call on the phone from anywhere we happen to be. Listen to a discourse online, or we can come together in person. And there's advantages and benefits to each of those. So they're all good options for fellowshipping with those of like faith. In the apostles' time, there were far fewer options, but there was a choice to make: writing a letter or seeing the brethren in person. The apostle declared that, if possible, being together in person is best, that our joy may be full. When we have the option of personally associating with brethren or being in touch from a distance, the apostle seems to advise that in person is best. We have many choices already mentioned, in addition to listening to conventions that are being broadcast on the internet like this one. When possible, even when a substantial effort is required, being with the brethren in person is usually the best choice. Sometimes it does not work and it can't be done, but when possible, even with a concerted effort, I believe it to be the best choice. There are simply so many added benefits to personal fellowship that are simply not available by any other means of communication. Your brethren in San Diego hope that they can provide a forum for your joy to be full. On the convention program, there are 8 discourses, all of them 1 hour in length, a testimony meeting, and a panel discussion, in addition to 4 meals served, all in a pleasant environment conducive to the setting aside time for fellowshipping as well. We hope that you are proactive with our convention. Listen to the services carefully. See what insights you can gain into the Lord, His plan, and also your character. See what lessons might help you grow and apply those lessons in your daily life. All of this is to help each of us become more Christ-like, better enabled to make our calling and election sure, and closer to completing the body of Christ. So we are very thankful, very grateful for the ministry of our invited speakers. We are grateful for their sacrifices that have made their ministries possible. And we are most grateful for the Lord, His divine plan, and the unmerited favor He has shown us in the heavenly calling.